Gentlemen, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let's test this mic and see if it works. I am sorry to interrupt what is such a merry crowd on a very happy occasion of a book launch. Welcome to the FCC. My name is Tara Joseph. I'm with the Board of Governors here at the club. And we're very pleased tonight to be part of this book launch of a very exciting book about the city that we all know and love, Water Margin. I just wanted to give the authors and originators of the book a few minutes to tell us about their project. They're also here signing books this evening, and you can purchase a copy. Just by way of a little bit of background, Matthew Flynn, who is the author of this book, is a recovering journalist who went into the maritime industry and then decided he missed writing, so he decided to write a book. And Doug Woodring, who's also a very important part of this project, is an ex-banker corporate type who decided he had devotion to the ocean and is very involved in this project. And last but not least, I know our photographer, Robin Moyer, who probably will be very upset with me for pointing him out, also very involved in this book as a photographer. But enough from me. Let me pass it to you, Matthew, to tell us a little bit about this project.
Doug and I went to school together at Johns Hopkins. I did Asian studies and economics, and Doug did the environmental sciences, and also did a joint MBA. About 3 years ago, Doug came and said, "I've got an idea for a small book. Would you be interested in getting involved?" So I said, "Great, yeah, let's take this on." And actually, once we started, we realized that if you're going to write something about Hong Kong waters, a small book kind of just doesn't do it. And I also want to say that I get primary billing, but this book, I didn't really write it. From my sense, actually Hong Kong kind of wrote it through me. And there's so much material to actually work with. We kind of just scratched the surface. There's been an incredible number of people who have been extremely generous to support the project. Pacific Basin, KC Maritime, Valis, let me make sure I actually mention all the ship. There's ship to pull this project together. It was quite expensive to actually print and actually produce the project. The proceeds are going to Ocean Recovery Alliance. We're also putting 750 copies in the local school libraries. So I want to actually mention Anglo-Eastern, Clarkson Asia, Fairmont, Magsai Sai, KC Maritime, thank you, Bakran, and OOCL, Pacific Basin, TCC Group, Tiger Group, and also in Valis. I also want to particularly thank Robin Moyer, who from time to time would kind of wander into the office and peer at me and say, "Matt, you might want to consider dot, dot, dot." I said, yeah, I already thought of that. But in reality, he kind of crafted this book as much as I did. There was also some other people that actually supported the book. I want to thank my wife and business partner, Agnes. She's kind of the backbone of actually everything that happened. It wouldn't have happened without her, so fantastic. Thank you very, very much. Stephen Davies is from the Maritime Museum. Stephen, are you here?
I'm very sure.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay. Authored the first history chapter. So it goes on and on and on. Candy Chan, who is actually there, she is. Thank you very much. Fantastic job. Did a number of the interviews. There's also a translation effort that went into it. So. People look at the pictures, then you actually look at the stories. Inside the stories, if you look at kind of each individual topic, there's an amazing kind of history and conversational domain that goes on in both English and also particularly in Chinese as well. So if you want to get into Chinese coastal cartography is an absolute snake pit. And I'm lucky to have gotten out alive. And that's just one page. And that doesn't count the arm wrestling over the Chinese. So I'm also want to CA design had also been contributed, and also Kenny, you are the most patient person on the face of the earth. Bits and pieces, bits.
Kenny.
CA design, they did the design as a contribution to Hong Kong. So well done, and thank you for your patience. Also, Doug, for your inspiration. Have I forgotten anyone? It's really just about inspiration and appreciation for the waters. That's what we're starting. That's really where we're starting from, and that's our hope, that people look at this and say, what has Hong Kong got is so fantastic as a heritage, and also the resources here. What do we want Hong Kong waters to look like in the future? And it's up to the people in this room, the people actually, you know, the people on this. It's also, it belongs to everyone in Hong Kong. It's the man on the tram, or the Chan on the tram, or the Chan on the sampan, or whoever, that this beautiful city belongs to, and the beautiful coastline belongs to. So that's what actually inspired me to actually work on the book, and it was a blast. I had a blast, and we want to see what actually happens next. And with that, the man who makes things happen, Doug Woodring. Thank you very, very much.
Matt, well, thanks to the FCC, Tara. It's great. This is a great venue to have this launch in, and we do have to thank Robin. He's been very helpful with all of this and the photos. And Matt, without him, geez, this thing would be dead in the water a long time ago. And it was a small book effort, and it became something that is, you know, pretty exciting. And to be able to get this into all the schools is important. People said, well, why are you doing this about the ocean in Hong Kong? And they often ask me, why do I live in Hong Kong so long? I said, well, Hong Kong is like New York and Hawaii put together. And people who don't really know, they have no clue about the Hawaii part. And this book is meant to show them, not them, but all of us here, hopefully we all get it, but a lot of people don't really appreciate our biggest asset, which is the waters. We have islands, we have all of this history here, and we've forgotten about it in general. It's starting to come back. And that's what this book is about, is to have us appreciate what we have in our back door. And if we make those improvements, this place can even be that much better. We have two ocean heroes here. One is Mark Gong. There's a number of ocean heroes in the book. Mark, where are you?
Here.
Mark's over here. I met Mark about 3 or 4 years ago. If you guys recall a story where a whale shark was caught by a fisherman, and it was literally in the net for 5 hours in Aberdeen, and the government didn't quite know what to do with it. And Mark came along and said, I want to buy it. And he released it. And with his own money, he did just that. And you know, we thought that was just an amazing contribution to nature. It's not very often we get a whale shark in Hong Kong. Jacob. And then we have Jacob Newberry over here, who lives in Hoi Ha at the Marine Reserve. He started diving at a very, very young age, and probably now is one of the most accomplished young divers in Hong Kong. But he goes out in his free time and cleans fishing nets off of reefs, and helps plant mangroves. And it's these kind of people that make a huge difference in where we're going to be going in the future. So I really appreciate all of you coming tonight. Ocean Recovery Alliance is a Hong Kong charity and a U.S. one. We've been spending the last 3 years working mainly around plastic pollution issues on a global scale. But right here in Hong Kong, good water assets, but we're also at the front door of a lot of production, a lot of manufacturing, a lot of business. And we hope that by being here and doing some of these kind of things, we can reach into different tentacles of the society and get people thinking not only about the water, but about issues in our business, which are, in our case, around plastic. There are two pieces in the book that talk about some of our projects, and I appreciate, you know, huge amount of effort with all of the volunteers that we have here. in Hong Kong, and I think we now hit a big turning point with the government. As of January, they will have banned all trolling in Hong Kong waters. And this book comes out. Yeah, this is a big... I think this is the biggest environmental thing that Hong Kong's done in 30 years, and people don't realize that yet. And the book comes at a great time, so we can collaborate and push, support what the government's done in this aspect, and then hopefully really run with this momentum in a bigger way to make this the ocean a better place. So please tell your friends about the book. We're looking for places to sell it, so if any of you have friends who have bookstores or distribution, anything like that, please talk to us. And I think we're already talking about a second print run, but thanks a lot for your support and everything, and have a good night tonight.
Thanks very much, and congratulations. So there's books for sale and book signing. Just before I let everyone get back to their cocktails, I just want to highlight some of the members.
And we also have the photographs are for sale as well.
Okay, photographs for sale, yep. Right back here.
Who belongs to them? Where is Amaya?
Robin Moyer, would you like to say a few words, Robin? Because
these
we do. Robin does these amazing images, and they are available in a set, individually, different sizes. They're great for offices, for your house, for gifts. They're available. Robin has an online page for ordering, and it's a huge contribution, these images, to our book. So thanks a lot, Robin.
So just before we get back to cocktails and conversation, a small gift from the FCC for each of you, and congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
It's not plastic. Probably has some plastic particles in it, but let's check it out.
Great. Thank you very much.
Have a great evening, everyone.